yes. Somebody is saying that that I recommended that we don't anthropomorphize Tara, but some expressions in the sadhana make her confused about that. For example, when we say, you know, Mother Tara, or when we say, Tara, please take care of me, and things like that. Okay, so what I meant by anthropomorphize, there's a few things going on here. One is, if we make Tara into like this person, you know, she just happens to be green instead of, you know, whatever color human beings usually are, which is a wide variety, but we don't come across too many green ones. But she's green, and then she's just like everybody else in my life. She rejects me, she criticizes me, she abandons me, whatever our thing is, the usual thing that we project onto people and relate to them, what they, how they react to us, then we just do that with Tara too, you know? And that doesn't work, does it? You know, we make Tara into some other person, make her like everybody else in our life that we've put, that we've projected this thing onto, and then relate to her that way. That doesn't work in our meditation at all. Okay? On the other hand, if we anthropomorphize Tara and make her into a god, you know, like a theistic god, then when we say, Tara, please protect me, we expect her to come down and swoosh us up and take us away on her magic carpet to the Patala Pure Land. Okay? So that's not going to work either in our meditation. You know, that's not... that kind of idea doesn't really fit into Buddhism. So that's one of the reasons why I say not to anthropomorphize. When we say in some of the request prayers, like, Tara, please inspire me, or please bless me to realize this or that, what we're doing is it's a very skillful psychological method, because we so usually project everything outside, is we're relating to Tara as the future Buddha that we're going to be, requesting inspiration from that future Buddha to integrate into us right now so we gain those realizations. Or we look at Tara as somebody who is already a Buddha, and we're asking for her encouragement, her inspiration to develop those realizations. Okay? We're not asking that she comes and puts the realizations in our mind, because that's impossible. There's one verse that says that the Buddha can't pour his realizations into us like you pour water, and he can't transfer them, you know, like you would transfer money from one account to another. I don't think that example was in the scriptures, but, you know, it's not like that, okay? But how does the Buddha, you know, quote, give us realizations? It's by teaching us the Dharma and instructing us on how to meditate on that and integrate those teachings into our own mind. So that's what we're actually saying to ourselves when we're requesting for Tara's help. Okay? And so even in a situation when we're having a lot of suffering, if we call out to Tara for help, you know, If we have the karma, maybe Tara could intervene and change the external situation. But usually what we're asking for, what we're requesting, is, Tara, please give me the, please help me to see the mental tools that I need to call to the front of my practice right now so that I can deal with this unfortunate situation in a way that's going to transform it into the Dharma path to enlightenment. So that's what we're really saying when we say, you know, Tara, please help me. You know, I'm terminally ill, please help me. What we're really saying is, you know, give me the tools to transform this experience into the Dharma path. Yeah. And if I've created the karma in the past to be able to be cured from this disease, help that karma to ripen. Okay? But we can't ask Tara to do something that we haven't created the karma to have happen. Okay? And if we ask, you know, I mean, we may say, please cure me, but if we haven't accumulated the karma to be cured, that's not going to happen. Okay? But if we really call out and say, please help me to see the Dharma methods to apply so that my mind is happy and peaceful, for sure Tara can do that. You know? Now, of course, when we, by our requesting in that way, that is our making our mind open and receptive so that when Tara gives us some instruction, we will actually listen to it and heed it and pay attention to it. Okay? We usually think that we're very open and receptive vessels. Okay? But if we actually look, you know, at how often we actually apply the Dharma teachings, you know, that our teacher tells us either in an individual manner or in a group setting, how often we actually follow the instructions, then we'll see that there's some improvement on our part that needs to be made. Okay? And so the making that request is kind of saying to ourselves, I need to improve on my part and really try and follow the instructions. Because lots of times we go to our teacher and we say, I have this problem, what do? We get instructions, and then we don't do it. You know, we kind of say, oh, well, that sounds good, but my teacher doesn't really understand what my problem is. So we don't even try the instructions. Yeah. Or we say, oh, yeah, that would be good, but later on I'll do that. You know? Or something, you know how it is. We do this all the time. So the point of making these request prayers is to open our minds so that we really take the instructions seriously and try to apply them, whether they're given individually or, you know, in a group situation, to use the tools in our toolbox.